How do you do, everybody? The National Broadcasting Company, through the facilities of WBZ Boston, takes pride in offering another concert in miniature. A program designed to exploit the fresh conception of contemporary jazz of Stan Kenton and his orchestra. The concert tonight comes to you from the stage of Worcester Municipal Auditorium in Worcester, Massachusetts. And now to center stage, here is Modern America's man of music, ladies and gentlemen, Stan Kenton.
Thank you very much, George. Thank you. Thank you very much. We ask that you people do not overexert yourself. It's wonderful to have you here. And we have, again, ladies and gentlemen, this evening finished about the... right in the last part of the third week of the show that's called The Biggest Show of 1952. We've been covering a lot of territory and a lot of ground. There's been a lot of songs sung by Nat Cole, a lot of songs sung by Sarah, and a lot of wonderful... shenanigans by four wonderful acts. This evening we have the concert in miniature. It's not so miniature tonight. We're playing in a rather big place here in Worcester. The stage is large. The trumpets, the trombones, and the saxophones and musicians are all normal size. The only thing miniature actually about the concert is that it only lasts 25 minutes. Into the music here, we have picked here for the first number a thing that has a title that's rather explanatory, a good happy beat, a few solos we'll discuss later, who performs and who blows. Gentlemen, as we chose Swing House, I'll count four, you start swinging.
One, two, three.
Composition called Swing House. There was a baritone saxophone solo that sort of carried the audience away, played by Boots Mazzulli, because you see we're right close to the territory in which he prevails here in the field of jazz, the town that's known as Milford, Massachusetts. I'd like to bring to the microphone now a rather colorful trombone player, one of the most exciting we have in the field of jazz. Is that right, Frank Rossellino?
That's right.
A guy that's followed very closely, and a guy that there is so much excitement about today in the field of jazz that it's incredible.
That's right, Stan.
A guy that Stan is very thrilled to have in the organization and talked to for a long time about joining. He's very happy he's in the group now.
Do you know it, too?
Do I know it, too?
You know what I mean.
I understand. Frank, I'd like very much, I appreciate very much the simple humility that's a part of your personality. It's wonderful. It's so refreshing to have musicians in the orchestra like you. We thought for the moment that we'd take a tune that is a part of every singer's repertoire. Every orchestra has performed it. It belongs to every trio, small group. I'm sure you know the chords and the progressions to Body and Soul. We'd like to play Body and Soul for the moment, and I'll tell you what I'd like to have you do. You just play your feelings until I feel the thing so much that I bring the orchestra in, Frank. If you'll start expressing things, I'd let it go. I'm starting to feel it a little, Frank, a little more. Frank Rossellino, with an expression here on Body and Soul, You want to move back pretty much into the modern idiom with a developing arranger, a guy that's scoring a lot of music for us these days. His name is Bill Holman. He's from the West Coast. He's been a pretty important part of the saxophone section now, an important part of the arranging staff. Here is a thing that came about and is titled pretty much in the correct manner, as the trumpet of Maynard Ferguson participates with some of the things that go on with Sal Salvador's guitar, a thing that Holman calls invention for guitar and trumpet. Gentlemen. Sal Salvador's guitar and Maynard Ferguson's trumpet in the composition that is soon to be released in an album called New Concepts of Artistry and Rhythm. It was completed just about 3 weeks ago in Chicago. This composition of Bill Holman's. At the moment for the mood, because we've had people ask for it this evening and people write in for it, the five trombones and the melodic thing that is wound into the piano here and the piano wound into the trombone sounds and this thing of Pete Rubelo's, one of the Artistry and Rhythm things called Interlude. Here is a composition that we think a great deal of because it's a kind of a merge, a modern merge, we'll say, with Afro-Cuban music. And it is authentic in the Cuban rhythmic part, but of course we are blending it with American jazz. I thought I would like to present this in the proper manner this evening, so I've asked trumpeter Reuben McFall to come down and do the introduction for me in order to create the mood that we would like created here. Reuben, would you please explain to the listening audience that this is the most recent composition of Bill Russo's?
Seguro, Stanley, muchas gracias. Esta es una composición de Bill Russo. Es un mambo. El mambo jazz. La introducción es con cinco trombones, cinco ritmos.
Wait a minute, Reuben. How much are you telling them?
Well, I'm not telling them much. I'm just telling them about the introduction.
Excuse me. You told them about the introduction. Well, did you tell them that it was recently recorded in Chicago?
No. It was recently recorded in Chicago.
No. You're awfully clever. You're breaking the spell, though. We want this mood to be created. Continue on, Reuben, whatever you feel.
Esta es muy buena música. Es mambo and jazz. Yo no puedo hablar mucho, pues es muy buena música. Pues vámonos.
Thank you. I'm sure they understand. Here's the most recent Afro-Cuban thing. Thank you, Reuben, for the introduction of Bill Russo's. It's a thing that it's called Cuban Night. Gentlemen. The thing that was introduced by Reuben McFall here, the thing that Bill Russo has created, the thing that also was recorded recently and is to be a part of the thing called Modern Concepts of Artistry and Rhythm, titled for the moment, Cuban Night. There are a lot of people that are quite concerned about the root of the big show, the thing that the orchestra is a part of at present time. This coming Thursday night, we finish what is actually about 50% of the tour. We thought it might be nice if to announce the locations of the big show's presentation for the next few days. Tonight, of course, was in Worcester Auditorium. Tomorrow night, we play in Troy, New York, RPI Fieldhouse. That would be Wednesday night, Thursday night, St. Joseph Auditorium in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Friday, we're at the Arena in Cleveland, Ohio. Cincinnati is Saturday, Civic Opera House, Chicago. Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, and again Monday night in Chicago. Allen County, it is, Memorial in the Coliseum in Fort Wayne, Indiana. That'll be on Tuesday night, and that, of course, is the next appearance of the thing that we call Concert in Miniature. Gentlemen, the bus leaves tomorrow at 12 noon from Worcester here. We don't care about the ad libs for the moment because we can discuss that just as soon as we finish the broadcast here. It's been wonderful to have the show here this evening. I thank you very much, you people that stayed over to see the broadcast. And Ed Wesley, it's wonderful with the cues here. George, this is George Willard here, the announcer. You did a commendable job at the beginning. Actually, wonderful. I want to thank you very much. And it's such a pleasant thing to be with a guy that stands up in the world.
Why, thank you very much, Stan, and it's been a great pleasure for me, certainly, to listen to this 25-minute concert firsthand and not on record for a change.
The mic is yours, George.
Thank you very much. Time only, ladies and gentlemen, to sign off tonight's broadcast. It's been another in the unique Stan Kenton series of concerts in miniature. We hope you found the music refreshing. Kenton music, a reflection of the modern idiom of American jazz. Tonight, Concert in Miniature has been broadcast from the stage of the Worcester Municipal Auditorium in Worcester, Massachusetts, through the facilities of WBZ in Boston. George Willard speaking. Company.